from Zach Cunningham for some development, and what do you like about him as a go linebacker?
Well, I think he's willing to learn. He's coachable. I mean, he plays hard. He runs around. He does everything we ask him to do. It's instinctive. And he's getting better every week. I think he really is. I think he makes mistakes. You know, I got to do a better job, coaching him on the little things. But every time he sees a play, he normally is able to adjust to it the second time around and improve.
With him being the primary guy getting the sacks for you, how tough is it for Trevor when you're not getting pressure from a variety of people and just sort of getting the quarterback down?
Yeah, I think that you ask a couple of different questions. One was about, turnovers or ball disruption. Right, so I think we're all involved there, just like we are in everything else in defense. I think we got to, do a better job of tipping the balls at the line of scrimmage, trying to bat some balls, get some PBUs in the rushes. We got to make plays on the ball down the field, right? And we got to try to challenge down the field. And then sooner or later, we got to hit somebody hard enough to knock the ball loose. So, I wouldn't necessarily all put that on the pass rush. I think that there's a lot of things going on. If you're rushing a passer, and you can't get there, maybe you can tip a ball. Certainly we'd like to get strip sacks. And then we find a way to disrupt the ball down the field.
Mike, what do you think about where Brian Cushing is in the brief time?
Right, it's just good to have him back. I think that it just brings an energy, an attitude, a veteran presence in the meetings. It's just been good to have him back in there talking and, visiting with him. And I think that, he's working his way back in. He's been gone for a while, but it is certainly good to have him back.
Mike, you worked with Clowney for years now. How far has he come in terms of understanding that you have to bring it every play, every drive for the entire game, the intensity on the field, and also whether it be on the sideline in the locker room, his whole mentality, his whole approach?
Well, I don't think there's ever been an issue with trying to get JD to understand that he's got to play with intensity in the games. I mean, he's been, he plays hard, he plays relentless. And so I think that what he's doing is he's understanding that he's got to take care of his body and we got to do a good job of taking care of him. He plays a lot of snaps for us and he knows that, and he understands that. So there's a fine line of, practicing him and how much does he do during the week? I think that, we do put him in a few different spots, based on the week. So, he's got to get those looks and those reps, but as long as he's taking care of his body, I think that, you see great effort on Sunday.
When you play with a lot of good nose tackles, what do you think of D.J. Reader and kind of how he stacks up? I mean, obviously, he's just been doing it for a few years now, but just kind of the potential that he has and what he's already started to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, and J.D., and D.J., we put it on him that, for us to play well inside, he's got to do a good job. And, you look at Brandon Dunn, he had his best game probably since he's been here. And I think that you look at Brandon Dunn, he was a developing player that, kind of was on a practice squad and maybe didn't play as much. And now he's kind of tasted what it feels like to be an NFL football player and playing the games and contribute, And I think the more you see that, the more that he wants to stay in there and wants to be a leader and wants to be into it and help with the checks and see what's going on. So watching him play and him develop has been fun. I think we've always thought that DJ was pretty good, and he needs to be pretty good. And then watching Dunny, develop and make plays and get excited, that's going to be important for us going forward.
Has Clowney become more of a leader, especially since Watt and Merciless went out, just whether it's in the locker room or on the sideline with the guys?
I think that JD's always been that type of guy. I mean, he's got a great attitude. He's got energy. He loves football. And there's different ways to lead, and I think that JD's going to lead by, example. And when you watch it, tell him, when you play as hard as you do and you're productive, then you have to demand that type of effort out of everybody else during the games. And so, you can't sit there and force a leadership style on a guy. I think that he just has to continue to do what he's been doing.
You guys come to Marty Houston this week, and Brennan's got a foot injury. What are some of your options at outside backer at that spot that Brennan usually plays?
Yeah, we brought up LaTroy, we brought up Jamil, president from the practice squad, guys that we've, been working with and have been here. So, they'll get an opportunity today in practice. It'll be a big day for them to see how they, are able to take the meetings and translate it to the field. Fomba worked in there a little bit, during the game. So, we'll have a couple options to look at.
Talk
On Monday night, it obviously wasn't enough, but it seemed like in the second half, both with the adjustments that you made schematically and then with the way that the guys executed, it seemed like halftime adjustments worked pretty well for you. How happy have you been with the way that you've been able to, at halftime, get under the hood and diagnose some things, and how well the players have executed that in the second half?
I mean, I think if you look at it from our standpoint, really where we struggled was the sudden change, I think, in the red zone. You know, we hadn't allowed, you know, maybe two or three rushing touchdowns the whole year. You know, and I think the understanding is, man, we get the ball and they turn it over, or something happens, a penalty or something. There's a conversion on third down that we thought we were off the field. We got to go back out there and we got to play defense. And we let them run it in. So we started the game well, and I think that we started the second half well. What happened was we didn't play very well in the red zone. We didn't force them to kick enough field goals or field goal attempts.
How do you feel like you guys have done defending a tempo when offenses go no huddle, hurry up?
I think good. Is that a loaded question? Or what? I mean, I'm not sure. I think well. I mean, I just remember back in Cincinnati went three plays, and we got them at third and two, and we were able to call a pressure while they were going fast, and we stopped them. DJ made a hell of a play. And then the other night, you know, they came out and tried it, and we got off the field. So I think our guys understand that, and I hope that they're ready for it. We talk about it, you know, each week, and we try to have an idea, you know, when teams may try to do it. But I think okay. I think that we probably have to be better in 2 minutes, but – first and second down when teams are trying to mix up the tempo. You know, there were times, I guess, you look at the Rams, they do a good job of mixing tempo. Again, for the most part, I thought we as long as we're getting lined up and guys aren't uncovered, you know, and somebody's not blowing an assignment, as long as everybody's on the same page, we'll take our chances and let them play. You know, and so as far as just you don't want to have guys, one guy playing one call, somebody else playing another, because that's when, you know, real bad things can happen.